K-Rock.
I have a hack, okay?
Okay.
But I don't know. I mean, do you want to go with normal proceedings here or... Because I'm telling you it's a hack. I don't even need to ask if it's doing a thing.
No, well, we don't need to waste people's time with the is it a hack sting.
It is a cool sting, though.
Yeah, but
I do enjoy
right.
it.
No, we're
sure?
not playing it. No.
Okay.
I mean, do you want me to play something? I can just play something if you want.
What? No, if it's in the kitchen making stir fry, I'm not interested.
In the kitchen, like a stir fry.
You know on that? What
no.
about this?
Oh, in my baby.
Okay.
When my baby smiles at me, I feel like Tarzan.
So, I found this hack that's going to change your life, just like going to Rio might.
Okay.
So, you can turn. I can't stand music when someone's singing and then I'm talking over it. It's instrumentals or nothing.
Really?
Yes, so turn it off.
Well, that should have been part of, you know, the conversation pre-show before we actually started.
I've spoken
doing
to you
show.
About that many times.
I
whenever
don't
you play
that
songs well. With people singing.
I don't remember that at all.
And you don't listen to me at the best of times.
There's instrumental for you.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm.
No, that's okay. Calm down. Anyway, I found this massive hack yesterday. Look at me. Stop looking at Rio. Thank you. I found this massive hack yesterday.
Look at me.
It's changed my life already.
Okay.
So I don't know if you do this, but when you go on the travel or whatever, and many of us haven't traveled much lately, but... when I put in my, you know, shampoos and conditioners and my oils and things, I put them in a Glad Wrap snap lock bag.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't have to be Glad Wrap specific.
But a snap lock bag.
It's a snap lock bag, right?
So, so things, if they leak, they're contained.
Yeah, contained. And sometimes, this size doesn't fit the item which I wish to snap lock.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Do you know what I found out you can do?
What?
Tell me. I mean, you might know this, but I just discovered this.
Okay.
You get two bags, right?
Yeah.
The first one you do as normal. The second one you turn inside out, put it over the top of the first one and clip them together.
And it reverse snaps. Oh, wow. No, well done.
And
didn't know that
one. And then you get double the size and none of the worries.
Oh. Yeah, I've not heard that before.
I am stoked.
Yeah.
I am absolutely stoked with this.
That's wonderful because then what you do is you get home from your holiday and you unpack everything and then you take that, you know, single-use plastic and soft plastic and then you throw it in the ocean.
No, so we wash ours and we dry it on the wall with the natural energy of the sun and then we put it back. So get in your box, mate.
Of course you do.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Yes, the toddler at home, she's getting into everything. So you asked off air, do I have the latches on the cupboards and the drawers and stuff? Yes. Yes, we do have those.
Yes.
No, she has not worked out how to open them.
I hate the fact that I have gone to friends' houses and I haven't figured out how to open it. Like there's a lock on the toilet that I don't understand.
Yeah.
So I just end up going into their room.
And what, pooping
just
on their
like
bed?
Just like straight on their bed because I'm like, okay. You know what? If you're not going to give me access, no, in their ensuite.
You're like the dog. I had to go somewhere. You're not going to put me out. Then I'm going to.
Yeah.
Okay. So, our ones are just like these rubber popper things. So she will get there eventually. They're pretty easy to work out.
Yeah.
I think some of them get a bit loose and she might have worked those ones out. But anyway, so that's one kind of measure that we've taken to stop her from getting into things.
Yeah.
Closing doors. She's not tall enough to open the doors yet.
Mm.
So that helps as well. Although we do have... the horizontal door handle, so once she is old enough to grab on,
it's easy.
She's going to swing them open.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that. So Carly has an office at our place where she runs her online business out of and...
Give it a plug.
Well, it's called Thrifted without the vowels.
Yes.
And sells pre-loved and vintage clothing.
It's a great little thing.
She's very clever.
She's good at it.
Yeah. So anyway, so we've got, racks of clothes in there and, you know, sort of postage arrangement with, you know, post packs and stamps and all sorts of stationery and whatnot in her desk. And, you know, so some things that the kids get into, you're like, oh, my God, you've got, you know, pseudo cream all over you or you've gotten into the – when I was a kid, my sister got into the antibiotics. She loved that. that coconut flavored antibiotic liquid that the kids get.
Yeah.
And she drank like a whole bottle of it.
God, all right.
So there's that kind of seriousness to the issue sometimes that it is medication, although they've done a pretty good job of locking that up these days.
Yeah, yeah. Another thing I can't really open.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Even me. And so this one is the next level, though. This one is more serious again, and I don't know how we're going to come back from this. And so, yeah, she's definitely in the bad books around the house, Indy, at the moment.
Uh-oh.
Because yesterday things went quiet, and as you know, when things go quiet, you know, okay, something's up. So looking for her, no, not in the lounge room, no, not in her room. Gee, I bet she's found her way into the study. Carly had left the door open a little bit.
Mm.
Into the study I go, and there's Indy looking up at me, and she's got blue tack all through her hands. And what she's done is she's gone to Carly's drawer, and she's taken out a full fresh strip of blue tack, and she's pulled the paper off one side.
Oh no!
And then pulled the paper off the whole other side, and then just gone to town on the blue tack.
You never, ever, ever get the chance to have a fresh stick.
You don't, do you? I don't think there's anything in this world that's quite so sacred as a fresh stick of blue tack. And you take it little by little and little by little.
Yeah, and I don't even peel the whole paper off.
God,
sometimes
no.
I peel back,
what are you,
grab
maniac?
Some,
yeah,
or
yeah.
I tear the whole block.
Oh, yeah, that's
do you know what I mean? Leave
too.
The rest of it intact.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You've got to get rid of her.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Log.
Tom and Log.
On K-Rock.
So we're asking you, what's just for show in your house?
Mm.
Through discussions, figured out that a lot of people have things in their house that are just for show, including someone that I know that has a kitchen. A normal kitchen, island,
yes,
bench with, yep, a sink. They do not use the sink. The sink is just for show. If you want to use the sink, use it in the butler's pantry.
I get that, though, because you've got two and you've got one that's tucked away. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's a beautiful double sink, right, on the island bench. The butler's pantry has a single one. It's tiny.
Yeah, okay.
It's so sad. The sink isn't getting used, but it looks beautiful. It is shiny.
Another thing I will say is if you have done well enough to have a butler's pantry and two sinks,
yeah,
you've probably also got a dishwasher and possibly your own butler. So regardless, you've done all right.
Well, the pantry's there, of course. Got Laura from Warren Ponds. Laura, what do you have in your house that's just for show?
I can relate to the kitchen. I've got a tea towel on my oven door that is just for show.
Yes, oh, okay. The show tea towel, beautiful.
Describe it to me.
I've got a sausage dog, so it's got dash hounds on it. So it rotates though through Christmas.
Sure.
The Christmas tea towel comes out.
Yes, okay.
And
I did that.
And then that's just for display.
And so what happens when someone with wet hands goes towards the tea towel?
It's a bit of a slow motion moment running for the display tea towel. No one knows those rules.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, and so you obviously have one that you can use stashed away somewhere in a drawer or under the sink or something?
Absolutely. There's the normal tea towels in the bottom drawer.
Yeah, yeah, they don't deserve to be displayed.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right, Kat in Breakwater, what's just for show at your house?
Perfume.
Perfumes.
Oh, okay.
I literally have a heap of perfumes never used, and people will go to use them, and I'm like, don't. They have not been opened, and they're not getting opened.
Oh.
They're just for display.
Why? Are they,
display
are they,
only.
Are they the cheap kind of perfumes, or are they the expensive ones that you're kind of scared
expensive.
To use? Oh, yeah. Live your life, girl.
Yeah. Can't you tell? She doesn't. Kat sounds very fancy. You, of course, there'd be the
yeah,
expensive.
Yeah, it's the eau de parfum.
Yeah,
not the toilet.
Certainly not a toilet
there's
lady.
Not
she's
toilet.
She's a parfum lady.
Yeah, they're
that's
parfums,
for sure.
Parfums.
Okay, I like that. That's pretty good. Do you go for funky looking bottles, or you go for the brand name?
Yes, I do actually.
Yes.
Funky looking bottles.
Funky
yeah,
bottle
I
girl.
I thought as much.
Just use it and then just fill it with water and put it for show. I don't know. That's just an idea. Melissa in Banno, what do you have at your house that's just for show?
We have crystal champagne flutes that were gifted for our engagement 10 years ago. Never used, just to look at.
Amazing. Oh. Yeah. Where do you display them?
They're just in the cupboard with all the wine glasses.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you'll only see them if you open the cupboard, but still don't use them.
Yep.
Poor things. They've been designed to have champagne. Like, surely after your engagement, there's been something to celebrate, and the champagne glasses are sitting there like, now's our time. They must celebrate with us.
If you had the three kids, there'd be something to celebrate, but we haven't used them yet.
Oh.
Do you know, I get that totally, though, because we've got several sets of wine glasses that are nice, fancy ones.
Yeah.
That are incomplete because inevitably you use them once, then you use them again, and then you use them a third time and someone else comes over and bang, one gets dropped and then all of a sudden incomplete set.
Yeah, and can't have one without the other, right?
Yeah.
All right. Exactly. Adrian's just dropped out.
Oh, Adrian.
Sorry, Adrian.
What about Macca in Warm Ponds? Morning, Macca.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Really good, thanks. Good. What's just for show at your place, buddy?
I have a 16-year-old son who seems to think that toilet rolls in the hall cupboard that you replace in the toilet, they're just for show, apparently.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so good. Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955. Now over to Spain for this one. To a place called, and I'm going to have a go at pronouncing it, Esparaguera near Barcelona.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I nailed that. So if you're Spanish, please hit us up and let us know because I'm very proud of that effort.
Yes.
A sexy cop has been sacked after posting bizarre videos on TikTok while on duty.
Okay.
Including one showing her brandishing a gun as she raced to an armed robbery.
What?
Now, she's 40. She initially turned heads with a nude magazine shoot after making her name as a TV dancer before she became a police officer.
Okay.
So she was already in the public eye.
Yes.
Before she became a police officer.
Okay.
She was a TV dancer.
They're like, we've got a public shoot for you. She's like, I'll bring my gun.
That basically, yes. Her name is, and I'm going to also attempt to pronounce this.
Okay.
Yolanda.
No.
Morlololol.
Stop. Say it properly.
Yolanda.
No. Stop it.
It's fun. Yolanda. Yolanda Moll.
Okay.
Literally M-O-L-L is her surname.
Yep. Yolanda Moll.
Yolanda Moll. You try and you try and what happens? Yolanda Moll.
I don't want to be associated with this. Just get your story out.
All right. Anyway. So she's done it. She's a TV dancer, done a nude magazine shoot, then became a police officer, right?
Okay.
So she signed up to be a police officer in Esparaguera in Barcelona.
God.
I just love it. I love it.
And I'm sure they love it too.
She then got in trouble but managed to keep her job even though she took her clothes off again on Spanish naked dating show Adam and Eve.
Oh, man. Did she want, like, the job or not?
Yeah, well, obviously not because the recent gun prank and other bizarre videos showing her eating an ice cream while wearing a face mask and also belching rap tunes in uniform.
Oh, my God.
She sounds like a bang-up chick. Have finally seen her off the force. She had been suspended for a month without pay after the footage of her responding to the supermarket armed robbery. It went viral because she's driving with a gun in her hand like
My God. What is she doing?
She's doing whatever she wants, mate. She is out there living her best life. So the video showed her clutching a pistol in her patrol car screaming, "Hold up in a Mercadona supermarket. I don't want to die. This is a police officer."
What? What? Oh, my Lord.
So she wound up bosses further by going on TV to claim she was two streets away from the supermarket when it was being held up and that her gun was not loaded.
Oh,
it was
man.
A video I had filmed for me and a colleague decided to publish it. So I filmed it for myself. Someone else decided to publish it, but it's not that serious, she says. She is just someone who's gone, do you know what? I've done a bunch of stuff in my life. Always thought I could be a police officer.
Yeah.
I'll just sign up. And they've gone, hey, you know what? You got a bit of a profile. You could probably help our image.
Yeah.
Not the case.
Not that way, baby. No. Put the gun down.
Hey, Orlando Ball.
Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.